There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Let's begin with that story now. U.S. President Donald Trump has confirmed he will not be attending the G20 summit to be held in South Africa in November. Instead, he will send Vice President J.D. Vance to the meeting of the group of 20 countries. The G20 is an international forum seeking to find solutions to global economic and financial issues. The United States will be taking over the presidency from South Africa. Trump has already announced that the G20 in 2026 will be hosted at his private golf club near Miami in Florida. There has been some speculation that Trump would miss the summit after his administration accused South Africa of acts of genocide against white farmers in the country. Well, our U.S. correspondent Simon Marks joins me now from Washington. Simon, good to have you, and thank you very much for coming on. Well, we've been speculating for about months now, at least, whether Donald Trump will be coming to South Africa. His last message on his social media platform was that he would like to come, but there are terrible things that are happening in South Africa, so he's not sure whether or not he will come. Now he has confirmed he's not coming. However, he is sending what would say high-level delegation, the Vice President J.D. Vance. What do we read in that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is an astonishing decision, this, Thabo. I can't remember the last time an American president skipped a G20 summit. And no evidence that a president has skipped a G20 summit because of issues that they have with the host country that, to a considerable degree, they themselves have concocted or been persuaded to believe in. So this is still very much a low point in the bilateral relationship between the United States and South Africa, and yet it could have been worse. I mean, the news that Donald Trump absolutely, definitely is not coming to Johannesburg was perhaps ameliorated to some degree by his announcement yesterday that he's going to be sending Vice President J.D. Vance in his stead. There had been an expectation here, resulting from some of the president's earlier pronouncements, that he might leave it to Marco Rubio, his Secretary of State, or even lower-level officials to represent the United States in Johannesburg in November when the G20 summit gets underway at NASREC. But Vice President J.D. Vance, we now know, is going to be leading the delegation. That means a pretty muscular presence at the G20 summit, because Vice President J.D. Vance has already established a reputation over the last 9 months of being an attack dog for the President of the United States, and of not hesitating to say things that offend his international interlocutors. If you go all the way back to February and the Munich Security Conference meeting that J.D. Vance attended on behalf of President Trump, it was J.D. Vance who launched a broadside at European officials, claiming that there was a rollback of democracy and free speech protections across the European continent. I mean, without a hint of irony, given the rollback in democracy and free speech protections that so many Americans believe is taking place at Donald Trump's behest here in the United States. So J.D. Vance at the G20 summit is not in any way going to be a shrinking violet. And there is an unanswered question still in all of this. If this event is so important that the Vice President of the United States is going to attend it, despite the issues that exist in the bilateral relationship, Why isn't the president coming? There's still been no really adequate explanation of that beyond his fervent insistence that Africana farms are being confiscated without compensation by the South African government and his decision to open America's doors to Africana refugees at a time when the country's doors are closed to everybody else. Why he would decide not to rub shoulders with other G20 leaders at an event that he conceded when he talked about next year's G20 summit being held in America is a key annual event on the international calendar. That remains very much unexplained.
Believe in a very brief exchange there in the Oval Office, asked by some of the journalists, he said it's because of a bad relationship with South Africa. I suppose a somewhat of a move from what he's been saying before.
Well, I mean, he's characterized the relationship with South Africa in negative terms pretty much from the earliest days of his presidency, from the moment at which people were clearly whispering in his ear about events in South Africa and in many cases articulating misinformation about what's taking place there. Efforts, of course, by President Ramaphosa in his Oval Office meeting with Donald Trump several weeks ago to try and push back and correct that, supported as he was by Ernie Els, by Johann Rupert and by others, have all failed. But, you know, if the bar to attendance for big international summits is countries with which you've got a bone to pick, what are you going to do when the G20 summit is next held, for example, by India? I mean, India hosted the summit 2 or 3 years back. It will be India's turn again at some point. You know, the bilateral relationship between the United States and Delhi just over the last few weeks has taken a substantial nosedive. And there are so many G20 nations with which the United States, under Donald Trump's leadership, now has tensions, but there is clearly something very specific about his concern regarding what is taking place in South Africa that has guided this decision. Some critics contend that race plays a role in all of this, that this is a president who has evinced absolutely no interest whatsoever in events in Africa, who, of course, has closed the U.S. Agency for International Development with huge humanitarian and developmental assistance impacts, particularly for the sub-Saharan region. Others say, look, he just doesn't like the way in which President Ramaphosa is running things and the way in which South Africa has held Israel to account for its conduct in Gaza at the International Court of Justice. South Africa, of course, behind those allegations of war crimes and crimes against humanity leveled by the ICJ against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. That move by South Africa deeply offended the United States, and that is another reason why Donald Trump has decided to place the country and this year's G20 summit, hosted by President Ramaphosa, on the naughty step.
I won't be going. JD will be going. Great vice president. And he looks forward to it. Particularly interested in that. What is JD Vance looking forward to? What do we know about him, certainly?
Well, I think this is a big opportunity for J.D. Vance in many ways, because it gives J.D. Vance an opportunity to engage in the leader-level conversations with other members of the G20 that would normally be the preserve of the President of the United States, Donald Trump. And in all the pictures, had J.D. Vance accompanied Donald Trump to the G20 summit, he would have been on the fringes of the meeting. And he may not have traveled there. He probably would have stayed here in Washington, D.C., looking after events here while President Trump was overseas. So this is a big opportunity for J.D. Vance at a premier event on the world stage to hold talks with President Ramaphosa. I suspect those are going to be potentially difficult for the South African government, although J.D. Vance may be a more reasonable interlocutor for President Ramaphosa to try and work with than he found certainly when he was here in Washington with President Trump all those weeks ago. But it's also going to give J.D. Vance a chance to talk to leaders from across the G20 and help establish direct relationships with them. Remember, only last weekend here in Washington, conspiracy theories were abounding about the state of Donald Trump's health. J.D. Vance had given an interview here just a few days earlier in which he said he didn't expect any untoward events to remove President Trump from the equation, but he felt that he had been prepared. He was ready if and when it became necessary to take over, to assume the reins of power here in Washington, D.C. So in many ways, it's a big opportunity for J.D. Vance. And it is interesting that Donald Trump is affording him that opportunity. It sort of indicates perhaps that Donald Trump is increasingly thinking of his own vice president as a potential successor to him as the head of the Make America Great Again movement within the Republican Party. There have been other figures jockeying for position in that regard, but maybe this is the presidential imprimatur. Donald Trump, the founder of MAGA, saying J.D. Vance is my guy.
Speaking about the president's interest and pushing for his own interest, let's look forward to 2026. He's now made the announcement that everybody wants it there, and it's right next to the airport. Talking about his own golf estate or golf resort, if you like, the Doral Golf Resort in southern Florida. How are Americans reading that he would want to hold this G20 summit on his own golf course?
But by any standards, Tabo, this is an astonishing decision. The president floated the idea of hosting a G7 meeting at his golf club in Doral, which is right next to the airport in Miami, and then backed away from it because there were so many concerns about possible conflict of interest issues that were going to be leveled against him. Now he's decided, in his second term in the White House, that he's got nothing to lose. And so he is inviting all of those G20 leaders to come to Miami next year. And remember, J.D. Vance will now receive the gavel from President Ramaphosa so the United States can host the G20 next year. America's 250th birthday year, which the president reminded everybody about yesterday. He actually appeared to suggest that the G20 itself had urged him to host the summit at his golf club. I think it'd be interesting to see whether that claim stands up to scrutiny. And he insisted he will not be making any money out of this. He said this isn't about money, but there are huge questions about what precisely that means. I mean, is he not going to be paid at all for the use of this complex? Will he be charging for the use of this complex at cost price? Who's going to verify that cost price? What we have seen here ever since January the 20th, when he returned to the Oval Office, is the complete confluence of things that are in, he argues, America's national interest and his own personal private interest. And the idea that other G20 leaders are now going to have to decide whether they are comfortable attending an event in the United States that is going to be hosted by the American president at a business that he himself runs, a business that will accrue significant reputational enhancement as a result of having hosted the G20 summit. I mean, that in and of itself is a decision-making issue for the other members of the G20. But it certainly again indicates that in Donald Trump's mind, there is a fusion now between what he does as head of state, head of government here in the United States, and what he does as the head of the Trump Organization that runs properties like the golf club in Doral. And that confluence of interest is going to be attracting a lot of attention as we head into the new year. And I think people are going to be asking real questions about what the financial picture looks like for G20 2026. And how can Americans be certain that Donald Trump isn't going to be trousering some of the money that gets spent on this summit?
Summer Marx, good catching up. We'll sure speak to you again soon on this particular matter. Thank you so much for coming on.
There's still time. time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.